To another top story this hour, the ongoing confrontation between the Democrats and the Republicans in the U.S. Congress has reduced the prospects of an immediate resolution of the government shutdown. The division over the U.S.-Mexico border wall funding has taken the U.S. government into its eighth day of partial closure. The two parties continue to trade blame for the impasse. President Donald Trump has threatened to seal the borders with Mexico if Congress doesn't fund his dream wall project. He also said he will cut aids to Central American countries from where many migrants have recently fled. The newly empowered Democrats in the House, however, refuse to fund what they call an quote-unquote immoral wall. The ongoing shutdown has forced hundreds of thousands of federal employees to either stay home or work without pay. I'm going to bring in Mr. Barry Grossman, an international lawyer via Skype out of Bali, to discuss this story a little bit further. Mr. Grossman, it's good to have you with us. Like I was saying, it's the eighth day, and there is still no end in sight. It's such a bad New Year, a bad Christmas for those who are on payrolls. Your comment on that, please.
Well, look, I mean, this is exactly the scenario I'd anticipated and indeed hoped for back in 2016 when I was arguing that Trump was less dangerous than Hillary Clinton. Whereas Hillary Clinton, who embraces pretty much the same, if not even a more aggressive foreign policy, would have enjoyed the full support of the political establishment, the security apparatus, and the policy-making machine, President Trump is increasingly unable to get much done at all as a result of Democrat politics and deep state interference. So this is about as close to a dream scenario as we can get in hoping that the world's most ubiquitous terrorist organization, that is the U.S. federal government, is shut down. Now, as for these new Democrat Party wonder children, I frankly don't have much time for their selective outrage and their social media level of understanding about most things. At the very least, they're ignorant, more probably hypocritical. It's important to remember that President Obama was no less hostile to illegal immigrants than President Trump, and indeed both Clintons themselves called for a border wall, with Hillary Clinton being on record as calling for a triple-skinned border wall. Now, whatever that might be, it certainly isn't a fence. And to be perfectly clear about this, all nations are entitled to control their borders and immigration. And if we really want to address the problem that is being experienced in the Atlantic world, they need to recognize that with immigration and xenophobia quite intentionally driving all election-related dialogue in Atlantic world countries now, the solution here lies not in throwing borders wide open to rampant illegal immigration. That's never going to happen. The solution lies in addressing the long-standing and pretty much continuous interventions by the United States and by NATO in other nations, and the rigged international system, which they like to call the New World Order, at least they used to and now settle for calling the international system, is fully rigged. We need to address those two things, which have led to such a lack of development outside the Atlantic world and led to quite, in many instances, quite autocratic governments being propped up by Atlantic world powers. So I think it's very naive to imagine that somehow we're going to instantly have the free flow of labor across international borders in the way capital has always been encouraged to flow freely across international borders. It's simply not going to happen. And I certainly am not going to argue or suggest that any nation should be restricted in its ability to control its own borders and control immigration, as long as those nations discharge their legal obligations under the existing international conventions, which of course we have seen for some years now. Atlantic world nations and their colonial outposts in countries like Australia have long not been willing to do. that is to say the long-standing international convention on the status of refugees, went out the window a long time ago, making it quite clear that the Atlantic world's commitment to the principles enshrined in it were intended to apply only to basically white people running away from communism during the Cold War. But that's a whole nother issue. The bottom line is Americans are understandably concerned about illegal immigration. They want their borders controlled. The Democrats and the Republicans are pretty much on the same team when you really cut down to it, when you cut down to the issue, in that both have called for far greater controls, and indeed both have called for better security at the border, including border walls. So this dispute that has led to a government shutdown is really just politics in action and part of the wider, really quite scandalous program to shut President Trump down and, if possible, get him impeached. I frankly don't have any great problem ever with shutting down the executive branch of the U.S. government, or for that matter, the federal government as a whole, including the legislative branch. So let it roll. Like I said, this is the most we can hope for in order to minimize the amount of damage that this ubiquitous terror machine is able to perpetrate around the world.
That's Barry Grossman, international lawyer, speaking to me out of Bali via Skype. Mr. Grossman, as always, it's good to have you with us.